I'm Richard Dean. I'm an addict.
Amen.
And I would like to thank Frederick County for asking DC area to participate in the H&I workshop. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about how it was for me and how I gained freedom through H&I. I started using when I was 15 years old. Let me go back before then. My mother and father did not raise me to be an addict. My mother and father provided for me and my sister and my brother. They showed us the way that had been shown to them, and I made a decision to go the other way. And as a result, I became an addict. I used to think my mother was trying to keep me from having fun, but she was trying to help me not have a hard life, you know. But I wanted to be with all of those folks that my father told me that I could not be with. And he died, and I got with him, and I got just what I deserved. I started using when I was 15 years old, and I did not stop using until I was 39. In between those times, there were people that tried to help me, you know, but I really didn't want no help, you know, because I thought I was having fun. I really did. You know, I thought I was having a good old time. But in between that time, I had a child. I left him with my mother. I went to jail. I got in a program. I went to jail. I got in a program. I got in a program, and I got in a program, and I got in a program. I went to detox a couple of times, but it was only because of the threat of being thrown out of the program. My last time going to treatment, and I'm talking about treatment, not detox, was in 1979. And I didn't go looking for a new way of life. I went following the guy that I was going with. And that didn't last long. Once I got out of treatment, 18 months later, a year after that, I used. You know, they had given me so much information, but I didn't want it. I didn't want it. And that's one thing about recovery. You have to want it. You know, they tried to give it to me, and I didn't want it. I thought I could go back and have some more of that fun that I was having that got me black eyes, STDs, and all kinds of stuff. You know, so anyway, 13 years after that point, God placed a woman in my life. This woman just happened to be a counselor of mine. She was the type of woman that was not beating on the table telling me what I needed to do. What she did was she told me what she did. And oh my God, it started working for her to tell me. I mean, because people always say, stop this, stop that. How? They never told me how. She told me how. But I was so afraid to let the crutch go. So eventually I let her guide me. I went on her faith because I had none, and I ended up in detox. DC General, Building 12, mice and all that, but I stayed. What happened was, the H&I subcommittees, D.C. area, and East of the River brought meetings into that facility every day except for Sunday. And when I went to detox, I had no intentions of stopping everything. I had did a little something before I, you know, went in and left half of it in the ashtray. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to do that other thing. I'm going to do that thing. You know, still switching seats. But what happened while I was there, somebody said something. I don't know who said it. I don't know what day it was. I don't even know what they said. But somebody said something that got my attention and made me want something different. the freedom through H&I. So I found myself in detox. I wasn't ill no more. Hallelujah. And I said, well, just maybe this will work for me. Maybe. So what they did was they told me exactly what to do to not use. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right.
They said, get the basic text before I left. Find a meeting on the list near my house just in case I needed to walk there. They told me go to the meeting, raise my hand, let somebody know I was new. Told me to pray every day, help somebody every day, even if that was just me. And in the beginning, I could only help me. And how I helped me was I got my butt up every day and I went to a meeting. They told me to get a sponsor. And first and foremost, not to use. I went to the meeting. It was a familiar place. The guy that was at the coffee pot, I thought he was dead. I hadn't seen him in 3 years. He had 3 years clean.
Okay.
And so what happened was, I got with that meeting. There was a lady at the secretary's report that announced the H&I subcommittee monthly meeting. I got with her after the meeting and I told her I wanted to do that. I became a member of H&I with 30 Days Clean.
Oh, yeah.
That is how I show my gratitude for this program and what it is doing, not done, what it is doing for my life. I have been a member of the D.C. Area H&I Subcommittee for 21 years. And that is a blessing for me. I go to facilities, I bring speakers, we bring the message of hope, but the person that gets the most help is me. Because I go in and I smell it, I see it, and when I start thinking I'm too cute to do that, I might be sitting over there with them. Thank you, let me share that.